What's going on, you all? Welcome back to the Tempster Podcast. We're talking about Meta and its ever-changing significance now when it comes down to just virtual reality, Oculus, and Facebook just completely rebranding itself. With Meta, the thing is, they have been into this metaverse component and trying to monopolize it, I guess, in some people's opinions, thinking that they can just title themselves as a metaverse when in general, metaverse is more of like it's more of the component of just like Ready Player One, right? We're looking at virtual reality. We're looking at a different essence of technology. The Web 2.0 is what Gary Vaynerchuk tends to say, or Gary V. So here's the thing with just Meta going in and how it's going to really change the world. Meta is going to change the world in drastic components, because what it does now for virtual reality is that it gives us an insight to be able to just expand our horizons and creativity in NFTs and in cryptocurrency now. There's just things as gamers, as owners, as content creators, what has been. Now, although some apps are not paying creators wholeheartedly as much as they should be paid, so creators are trying to utilize and monetize their audiences in different ways, Meta's going to provide some form of attribution that's just going to change the world in general. Like, there's some things, for an example, people don't like to share their faces on the internet as much. And if you actually, let's give some examples, right? Let's give the example of VR chat, right? Sorry, my voice is very raspy right now. You know, I've been working on a lot of stuff. So let's give like an example of VR chat, right? So VR chat is something that just gives you an avatar. You can create a free avatar. You can customize your own avatar. You can really pay a huge designer to make it look almost exactly identically to you. And what VR chat does is that it hides your personality a lot more. It allows for you to just really put something, you know, as if you're creating anime or being in a cartoon, and you can have conversations with people. You can go do activities with people. You can do, they have the things called worlds, and you just travel to different worlds, and they have fun stuff, arcades. You can watch movies. You can hang out and play pool. There's just so much things that happens in VR chat. It's its own realm, and it's amazing. It's a funny baby step to what like Ready Player One is, at least the good side of it. I mean, not like all the other stuff that happens in Ready Player One, like the taking over and everything. That's one example. So what Meta's going to do to help a lot of people is that Meta's going to help people with trying to delve into really not really showing their face anymore. That's why NFTs are getting very popular. Artists are just showing digital art, not really showcasing a lot of who they are personally, just showcasing their creativity and just their entity in that. And as artists, it's huge. And myself as a musician, as a podcaster, as a content creator, it's going to be huge for me also if I want to sell certain art or certain merch or certain things that I do, rather it's a post. Like, people are selling their own tweets now and really honing those too. So Meta's going to change that essential when it comes down to digital currency investments and just the overall tech and the next level of the tech, because the amount of work it actually takes to inherit this type of tech and understand it, it's at a fast and a rapid rate. And creating, developing, delivering, and executing on this technology is just going to be so far ahead of its time, even right now, that it's just going to be an advanced movement. And so that's one reason why. So Meta can help you if you're just not really trying to show your face, but still trying to put a personality. That's why VTubing is very huge now. If you don't know what VTubing is, it's something that where you have an avatar, you have more, and I create this on my YouTube channel also, Cheap Plug. You want to check that out, check out our YouTube. You know, we share stuff about that. Our TikTok is high on stuff like that. And we've accumulated over 300,000 followers on TikTok cumulatively through different platforms or multiple channels, because we talk about that essence of VR, from gaming to activities to meditation to fitness. And so that's just one overall essential as to why it's going to be great. And the VTubing aspect too is just really cool, because what you can do everything just what a YouTuber does, but except you're an avatar and you're just, you know, you're a cartoon. You're just whatever you want to be in a simplified form of cartoon, but that's disrespectful to a real VTuber. VTubers are their avatars, they're their creation, they're their insight. Sometimes they create it from very much head to toe. So it's really amazing to look at. So that's one reason why virtual reality is just going to be the next level when it comes to that. Just not really showing yourself on the internet right now and showcasing who you are. Instead, you can utilize a whole your entire personality and everything, but just not necessarily physically putting yourself on camera, which is very hard for a lot of people for privacy reasons and just for other reasons in general. So that's very cool. People who are not as extroverts, I would say, in creating, because creating is hard, especially when you're talking to a camera. It gets very awkward. And especially if you're not getting viewers on top of that, then it can get really awkward. So if you're not familiar or just not comfortable pricing that, I think Meta would help out with that, because Meta and VR chat and VTubing really does help out all that essential. Another thing that Meta does show, in my opinion, Meta shows the prospect of just the advanced technology in general. When it comes down to streaming, gaming, VR, those are the highest levels of tech right now. Building multiple PCs, myself being like literally streaming VR wirelessly, virtual reality, is some of the most advanced technology I've ever tapped into in my life, and it's at the top of its realm. And that's the only thing that you need to know in general in order to really, really captivate and really understand the structural aspects of this new tech world. In tech, there's iPhones, there's everything, but it's something about gaming, streaming, and virtual reality that's really taken it to another. It's just so much more immersive. It's so much more just the feeling of it. I mean, obviously, there's not different senses like smell and taste yet in VR, but the immersion is that close. And what the immersion does with that type of technology is that it taps into your subconscious mind. That's what virtual reality does. And so when you're in there, it feels so real that it is insane. The only thing that VR has fallen short of, or what Meta's fallen short of, is that the fact that it's hard to really showcase what VR is, right? Because VR, we could feel it. There's so much haptic vest, there's haptic gloves, there's haptic everything that makes us vibrate more, that makes us run on a treadmill, that makes us do everything immersive for ourselves, but it's hard to explain it externally. So what Meta is going to be doing now, Meta is going to just help people in a social aspect, which they created Horizon Workrooms, Horizon Worlds, and Horizon Venues. This allows people, just like VR chat, to try to get more and more immersive and bringing people on board just so you can understand the VR realm. Obviously, it's an extra step when you're going into VR. So when you're doing Meta, you're trying to put on a VR headset. It's just an extra step, right? I mean, sometimes it could be gimmicky to people. It can be a little cringe to people because you got to put on this headset. You got to do this. You got to do this. And what Quest 2 has done, it's made it the easiest with the least amount of wires in order to really delve into a virtual reality experience at an affordable cost. It costs like as much as a Nintendo DS or something like that. So they have really conquered that this last 6 months. And we had just caught the wave of Quest 2. So when we first started talking about Quest 2, before Oculus like really started sponsoring us and letting us get into, you know, previous exclusives to their games and experiences, we just started talking about it. I had just picked it up one day during the pandemic, and I was just like, whoa, this is pretty cool. And I was testing it a whole lot before I started talking about it because I wanted to practice what I preach. So I had a Quest 2 for a little while. But I started talking about it. It was literally the universe like just really helped out, because as soon as I started really promoting it on my TikTok and my TikTok started really growing about it, I was talking about it, but it was right before they started doing massive updates. So I was talking about it, but it still was kind of, you needed link cables, you needed all this stuff in order to get really started. But then they started doing updates that next month, literally, and it has gone all the way through since, from monthly updates, weekly updates, new game drops, new updates, new experiences, new activities, new collaborations, new AAA games trying to come on over. So Meta has done an amazing job with that. Obviously, they're previously known as Oculus, but now they're branded as Meta Quest 2. So all in all, on top of all of that, it's the technology from the PCs you need in order to really get virtual reality to work. You would need a massive PC in order to stream your VR to show to the world. And that's what we do on our channel. But that's the reason why that Meta is going to change the world, because you just have to know the next level of tech and the fastest level of tech. And it's very expensive, but it is something, because what we're doing now on our phones is already Web 1.0. So Web 2.0 coming around is going to be the meta and virtual reality and social apps and currencies like that. So that's something else that I feel that meta is going to change the world with. People who are just not really comfortable putting themselves on the internet, and then people who are just still not as understanding with tech. You're going to have to really understand tech now when it comes down to virtual reality. It's going to move at a fast rate. Three, Meta is going to change the world because it just advanced the world like multitudes of years. Since everything had went through Zoom and virtual calls and virtual work, online stores, started shopping, like just everything that happened during the pandemic. Now you could, it has pushed the world a lot faster, virtual reality. So now Meta, it has put up a sense of advancing us a lot faster. So I think what they're doing now is probably going to happen like in 2025, but they really started to push that notch forward because of what had happened and noticing the just everything, just the conclusion of what happens. Like, I mean, if you conclude everything that's been happening since the pandemic, including myself, we're still working a lot remotely, and we've enjoyed that schedule, and so we don't really want to buy into or tap into anything else other than our schedule right now. So a lot of people are still working different schedules. Some people have completely excelled at what they're doing, including myself, talking VR, like how I'm talking to y'all in VR right now. It has helped me out. It built me a career and a tech career. So Meta is going to change that a lot, just how you work, your workspace, being able to do things. Kind of like how like they do with holograms with musicians and stuff. It just allows you to be in multitudes of places at once. They offer tours and stuff in VR, and that is really cool. And so Meta really doing that. The only thing that Meta, of course, like what I said earlier in my introduction, people are going to feel that Meta is monopolizing. They're trying to take the name Metaverse. Metaverse is more of a general term. Metaverse is more of the virtual reality aspect, meaning just that verse, that universe of virtual reality. But Meta now is basically taking it over. And I feel that people are going to feel that's a downfall, right? Not a lot of people are a huge fan of Mark Zuckerberg. People are not a huge fan of just Facebook in general and Instagram. So them taking over that. I think what they did with Oculus was amazing. Now it's going to be a little bit more hazy with it being Meta Quest 2. Now it's essentially 100%, of course, Facebook ran organization that's going to be called the Metaverse. How they're going to really permanently change it to Meta later, no clue. But it is the umbrella factor right now that is the de facto for just owning all that stuff in virtual reality. But they're the only ones right now that are completely commanding. And it through the holidays, I believe it was a huge marketing thing that they were trying to do for the holidays for sure. And that's why they had these massive updates and everything. Another thing how Meta is going to change the world also is just activities in VR. Now, I did just cover this a little while ago, but if you look at all the activities, I love two things in VR that I really, really love is fitness and meditation. Now, I have not shared these yet, so y'all are getting the first insights of me talking about this. Fitness in VR is just amazing because it helps with not going to a gym, and it also helps with just your own comfort zone. And it just helps with, you know, the whole gym intimidation and all that. Like, people at the gyms these days can be real assholes. And even I'm completely in shape, and I still feel that people can be assholes at the gym, like real douchey or just showing off or ego lifting. And so that it helps out a lot when the Quest 2 offers that virtual reality type fitness experience. I love it. There's boxing, there's dancing, and I do all of that. I'm real active. I love to dance. I'm a professional hip hop dancer, so I always did that. And so just doing all that is real fun to really go into there. One of my buddies actually choreographs one of the dance fitness programs in FitXR. So it's really cool. We still talk to this day, and it's hilarious to see him doing that too. So me and him are working a lot in VR stuff, and it's always cool to see your buddies in there also. So yeah, fitness is amazing for the VR, and then meditation. Meditation is huge when it comes down to just mentality these days. So Meta has done a great job with that. And the Metaverse has done a great job with that and their platform and really incorporating these types of activities and games into that Quest 2 essential, the VR, what Meta's done. And now I'm just reverting more of Meta to just virtual reality because that's basically what they wanted to be already. If you look at the Horizon Workrooms update, if you look at the Horizon World update and VR chat, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So please go look into that as soon as you hear these terms, because that's exactly where the world is going. But yeah, and meditation. So meditation is really dope for Meta. I love to meditate. Now, meditate is cool when you're just sitting there. Like, it's cool. It's solid. But when you're really meditating in VR, like, yeah, you have to put on the headset. But I think putting on that headset is not gimmicky at that moment. You put on the headset and you put yourself into another realm. Now you're really in a monk form where you're chilling, you're in Zen, and you're sitting there. And they give you environments, they give you guided, they give you just solely music, whatever you want. You can change volumes, you can change sceneries. And that feels really cool on the subconscious mind. If you like some sage, and if you just chill there and your room's real clean, where the air is real fresh, where you can breathe in and out really great, meditation is next level in VR. And so what MetaQuest 2 has done with that platform has been incredible, bringing in some cool meditation stuff and more exclusives that come through on that Quest 2. So Meta essentially is just going to be what Quest 2 is doing right now, depending on their next release. They do have a very expensive headset coming around, VR headset, and I believe they're going to try to get smaller and smaller, along with augmented reality, virtual reality. And it's just going to be insane, because augmented reality is the opposite. It's being able to be one place immersed and being able to have that augmented different types of object come into that. So it's a reverse of what virtual reality is. And then you also have mixed reality. So these are three terms that are just different of what's going on in the meta and the metaverse, is the virtual reality, augmented reality, and mixed reality. And so it's a lot to really take in. And they're really pushing forward to all of that. And we're lucky enough and fortunate enough to really be learning about that and knowing everything about it and being able to be on board with Oculus and them helping us out and Meta. And so we're able to explain it to you all to kind of just give you all some insights of how Meta's going. But all in all, Meta is just going to be a transformed world in the next Web 2.0. Zuckerberg said it best, and I'll end y'all with this on this podcast. Zuckerberg just says, you know, on your phone, you just kind of just looking at a flat screen all day, and you just kind of swipe up and down. But now he's just really looking to make everything more immersive, more adaptable, much more social, and just much more activity when you're trying to become more virtual. And he says it real great, especially with that Meta, the whole Meta showcase was insane when he finally changed the name to it. So yeah, my name is Timsta, at TAMSTUH. You can hit us up on TikTok, on YouTube. We got growing channels everywhere. Millions of views, over 300K followers all across TikTok platforms. We always share fun content, and then we're also on board now back to bringing the podcast. This was just kind of a small fun ramble to give you an idea of what's going on and to give you an idea of what to really tune into when we're going to be launching with this podcast. So hit us up, say what's good. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one. Peace.